The 2012 North American International Auto Show opens to the public on Saturday, and there is one new model on the floor that's bound to turn some heads. Fast, powerful, and loaded with amenities, the CTX is the only vehicle of its kind at this year's show. And as Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, it's not likely you'll see this one on the road.
Okay, the CTX is not a car. It's a new line of Craftsman lawn tractors, a.k.a. riding lawnmowers. Ani Crawley is director of brand management for Lawn and Garden. She says everyone was sitting in a meeting one day talking about how similar the lawn tractors are to cars, and someone came up with a brilliant idea.
Everybody knows that Detroit's the national stage for cars. I mean, Motor City is where autos come from. So this show made perfect sense to come here and launch the tractor.
Crawley says, like cars, the CTX has automatic traction control. It also has tilted steering, cruise control, a digital dashboard, and a cup holder. The next iteration will have an iPod port. There's another reason it makes sense to show a riding mower at an auto show, and that's the shared customer base. Chris Malkoski of Craftsman says thousands of people who attend the show have big yards, a do-it-yourself attitude, and enough disposable income to afford upscale vehicles.
They care about the way their yard looks, just like car fanatics care about the way their car looks.
But lawn tractor customers don't necessarily want to spend all day mowing the lawn. So for a lawn tractor, speed is of the essence, and this puppy is fast.
It allows you to go 8 miles per hour forward, 3 miles per hour backwards.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Them's fighting words in the lawn tractor industry. 8 miles an hour? Are you kidding me? Kim Rydell works for John Deere. She's tactical brand manager for riding equipment.
We have tractors that go up to 8.5 miles per hour.
Not only that, Rydell says John Deere has been introducing automotive features on riding lawnmowers since 1982, so Craftsman can't take credit for the trend. What the company can take credit for is a good marketing gimmick. Now, in every story about cars, there has to be an analyst critiquing the claims about the product. Here's the problem. There really aren't that many independent riding lawnmower analysts out there. Actually, there are no independent riding lawnmower analysts out there. There are, however, plenty of car analysts.
So I grew up on a farm in upstate New York. My dad was a dairy farmer, and I learned to drive on a 1939 Alice Chalmers tractor.
Michelle Krebs, you're hired. Krebs is an auto industry analyst with Edmunds.com. She says even though she drove a real tractor as a kid, this one is still impressive.
This is a Suburban tractor. 30 horsepower. I guess that's pretty fast for a lawn tractor.
What about styling?
Sleek lines, aerodynamic, headlights that look like, I don't know if they're LED or, but very jewel-like.
And it has creature comforts she never had back on the farm.
This is way more comfortable than the metal seats on the Alice Chalmers I grew up on.
Of course, there's a big downside. The CTX can't get you to work in the morning unless you commute through your neighbor's backyards. But at $2,500 to $6,500, depending on model and trim level, the CTX is by far the most economical vehicle on display at the show. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.